Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. The community's true voice.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
This is KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM, HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming around the planet at kfai.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. Support for this program comes from KFAI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Programming on KFAI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and our wonderful listeners just like you. Well, it is 6:01 p.m. Central Standard Time. I always get that confused. Daylight time, standard time, daylight savings. And it is currently 34 degrees here in the Twin Cities. A wonderful evening here. No rain, no sleet, no snow. And looks like we're going to be in for better temperatures, or that's relatively speaking, I guess. Tomorrow and Sunday. Oh, here we go again. You know, wouldn't you know it? The last time I'm going to be on the air here, and the Wi-Fi is acting up. So, oh, here we go. Okay. Tomorrow, 42 degrees. Wow, a little cloudy skies. Sunday for February 2nd. You know what? I'm getting this all confused. I'm reading today's. Tomorrow, Saturday, February 1st, 36 degrees. A little snow sprinkling. Sunday, 41 degrees with cloudy skies. Okay, well, I hope you will enjoy that, wherever your location is. And we're just going to have a little bit of good time here in the next 58 minutes or so here at KFAI. So let me get this set up. Now my hands are out of control. Now it's usually the other way around. So, all right, here we go with good medicine. But first, a word from our sister. Here she is.
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hands, the need for my care. Because I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, all you women and me.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Don't take more than we need. We're restoring a world we can all feel joy in. It took the death of a dream to wake up and be in a world where there's room for you and for me. So let's gather and sing for a brand new American dream. Let's all gather and sing for a brand new American
Bushu, Karihita, all of my relatives out there across Minnesota and Turtle Island, and to Ms. and Mr. Native America, and to all those Indian canoes out on the lakes, rivers, and out to sea. Yes, this is Good Medicine, and I am your host, Roya White Eagle Taylor. Roya in the evening, I am your Fam Jam, your Girl Friday, your bosom buddy, at least for one more hour this evening. Oh, I will always be here for you, so don't worry about that. But yes, this is the ultimate episode of Good Medicine, and welcome to it. We're going to make some good medicine tonight here with a not editorializing, I'm just going to talk with you as well as play some music. You know, when I first started out with Good Medicine about 2 years ago, the idea was that we were going to try and highlight the work of creative natives, and I think we've done that, but most of it in the last, I'd say, year or so has been primarily in the recording industry, a lot of musical artists. We've tried to catch some of them as they come through the Twin Cities. That was another one of the ideas. And then also we tried to focus, at least in that first year, on a lot of performing arts, maybe writers, novelists as well, people in theater, and giving our reviews of movies and other television programs. And we'll still be able to do that in the future here. It just may be on a special occasion. And so we're going to finish up tonight, though, with some more music, and I'm going to give you some of my thoughts. You know, I've been, over the last month, I have been sharing with you some of my frustration with what is going on in Washington, D.C., and even some of what's going on in different states, and certainly with our other American citizens and some of their attitudes, and we've seen that continue to occur this past week. We'll probably see more of it over the weekend. You know, like a thief who comes in the night real late trying to steal some things, trying to steal democracy. So keep your eyes and ears open and your finger on the reject button. So, but I'm not going to get into a lot of that tonight. Tonight is a celebration here, and it's a, you know, a recognition of my almost 10 years. This would have been my 10th full year here on the air at KFAI. So I'll tell you a little bit more about that. Hopefully I'll have time to reflect on that. And then we're just going to put in some great, wonderful music by creative natives. And as we always open every hour here at Good Medicine on Friday evenings, that was... I'm looking at it here. Okay. Oh, why is this telling me? I've got a whole bunch of... Oh, here we go. That was Low Valley by R. Carlos Nakai. I always like to joke that's the R. Carlos Nakai Jazz Flute Quartet there with Low Valley. And then we also had Death of the American Dream by Amanda Room. And we're going to have a little more music from her in just a minute or so. And Amanda is Métis from Northwest Ontario, but also has relatives all the way over into the Red River, up across the Medicine Treaty line. And you all should know what I'm talking about when I make that reference. I've been talking about it enough over the last 9 years, so I shouldn't have to give you a definition of what that means, but all the way over into Saskatchewan, so across three provinces there in Canada. So let's see. Let's go now back to Amanda. This is Watching the Signs, and then I'm not sure what's coming up next here. I've got it in the queue here, but here we go with Watching the Signs.
Field and Blairmore. lights go on, I start to sing and play. Your smiles tell me it's all gonna be okay. So start to think of all my friends. We were gonna be rich. We were gonna be legends. So things didn't go quite as planned. I know self-doubt like the back of my own hand. We won't break, we're made to bend. Way down in the trenches.
KFAI is proud to present Sweet Honey and the Rock at the Dakota on Thursday, February 20th. Sweet Honey and the Rock is marking its 50th anniversary with a powerful three-year celebration. The Grammy-nominated African-American vocal ensemble will honor its storied past and set the course for the group's future. Furthermore, they have been described as one of the most dynamic, versatile, and still relevant musical collectives today. Tickets for Sweet Honey and the Rock can be found at the Dakota website. Visit DakotaCooks.com for more details. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming across Turtle Island at kfai.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. We have been for 46 years, and we're going to keep on going. All right. Well, right before the break, we heard from Amanda Room, and that was Watching the Signs, and that followed up with Better Days Ahead. I wanted to do something a little more encouraging to all of you out there, so Better Days Ahead, I like that. And then we just heard as we came back from the break, that was Cut My Hair by Digging Roots, and we're going to have a little more from them in just a moment or so. Digging Roots, I'll tell you, they are a husband and wife team. They are Anishinaabe, and I believe so, from Ontario as well. So they were a 2022 Juno Award winner. They've been a Juno Award winner up in Canada for two years, I think, as well. So, all right. Well, welcome back. This is Good Medicine, and I'm your host, Roya White Eagle Taylor. I hope you're enjoying this music. It's going to be your last chance to hear some of this live music. Some of it was, I think that one was from 2021. So we've just been trying to keep track of all of these wonderful creative natives, these Indigenous and Native American and First Nations, Métis and Inuit artists that are out there. We've been doing that over the last few weeks here. And so we're finishing it up now forever. Well, I shouldn't say forever. Hey, I just want to give a big shout out to all of my supporters, especially those who contributed to KFEI financially and for this program to keep American Indian, Native American programming on KFEI. We're one of the few stations that is not Native controlled that has so much Native American and Indigenous peoples programming on it. You need to check that out on our 24/7 schedule. Fridays, we have a lot going on, and then Thursdays and Monday evenings as well. Now, the schedule may change up a little bit with my departure, so you'll have to get caught up on all of that. But I also want to say a big thank you. I was thinking of some of these people today. First off, Mason Butler, he's no longer with KFEI, but he helped me through 1 year of, during COVID, we broadcast the show. He was here at the mothership, and I was in my basement broadcasting the program. I think it was Indigeneity Rising still at that time before we switched to Good Medicine. So a big shout out to Mason. And then some of those from when I first started out, Leah Honsky, who was the general manager at the time, and Dale Conley. What could we not do without Dale here? He trained me, helped get me in. I know there were some other people who were in training with me, and I can't recall what their names were, but Dale was one of those. And Dale actually helped me on my audition for this. It was live on the air, and it was like 2 weeks early, or I should say my debut. So, and then also Robert Pilot, who, when I had a severe injury a couple of years ago, he stepped in and carried the program for almost 6 weeks, I believe it was. So thank you to Wakunja Hade, who follows us here at Good Medicine at 7 o'clock every Friday night. And I know there's probably others that I have forgotten, but certainly now, last but not least, the current general manager, Nora Dougherty, and Miguel Vargas, our program director, they came, brought in some David Lynch cherry pie, and I'll be enjoying that later this evening. So, oh, Diane. How about a piece of that slice of that cherry pie? Those of you who are David Lynch fans know that from Twin Peaks. Anyway, and then there's so many others, but I'll just remember tonight thinking of it as the last time I'm here in Studio Four Directions. My wonderful mentor, Laura Waterman Woodstock, who has walked on, but she's the one who invited me into KFEI. It kind of happened like this. She asked me to be a guest 1 week. The following week, she asked me if I'd be her regular correspondent from the state capitol. I think in the third week, she asked me if I wanted to be her co-host. And it was off and running since that time. And I took over as host for First Person Radio when she had her decline due to ill health. So, and then picked up with Indigeneity Rising. So I couldn't have done it without Laura. I knew her for years. And we were doing the show. We had a lot of fun here, usually during the daytime hours. And then finally, because I know they're out there listening, I want to give a big hug to my family, my children, my grandchildren, my spouse. I don't need to name them. They know who they are. But without them, without their inspiration and encouragement, I wouldn't have been able to carry this on for the last going on 10 years, through COVID, through George Floyd, through missing and murdered Indigenous women, and now through the second coming of the Trumpster dumpster fire. So I just love them so much. I know they love me. I know they have supported me financially. And I was saying in a message to the staff here, they also came in and were guests at different times, depending upon what they were involved in. And I know some of you are maybe looking forward to those continuing Native American movie reviews that my spouse Catherine and I will be trying to pick up here, maybe a little later this year or on special occasions, as we want to fit in with some special programming here at KFEI. So there's a lot going on this year in the world of Native American arts and entertainment, culture, and community. So we'll try and figure out a way to get that to you. So, okay. Love you all. Love you, every one of you, but particularly those last few folks. So let's go ahead. Let's go back to Digging Roots with Skoden.
It can't slow down, can't sit still. Can I get some peace of mind? It can't slow down, can't sit still. Can I get some peace of mind? The only way we ever made a change was to be brave and unrestrained, leading with our hearts, not with our brains. Fear will be our courage now, hope will be our strength. Can't slow down, can't sit still, can I get some peace of mind? Stand up, step up, or get out of the way. Sit down if you've got nothing to say. We've got to move, baby, move. Stand up, step up, or get out of the way.
day the dread is filling me. I'm a smaller girl than I used to be. The time has come for going. The time has come for going. Won't you come along, come along?
KFAI is proud to present Eddie Ninevolt at the 7th Street Entry on Tuesday, February 11th. Atlanta-based blues and soul artist Eddie Ninevolt is touring behind his latest album, Saratoga, showcasing his fresh, fiery spin on Southern soul, blues, rock, and funk with his signature wit and sharp observations of modern America, placing him squarely in the here and now. Opening the show is acoustic guitar duo Cousin Curtis. Tickets for Eddie Ninevolt can be found at the First Avenue website. Visit first-avenue.com for more details.
Welcome back to KFEI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming across Turtle Island at kfei.org. We are non-commercial community-powered radio. Well, we started off that last set with Cut My Hair by Digging Roots, and then we moved on to Skoden, and then finished up there just before the break with The Time Has Come For Going. I thought that was appropriate. Time has come for going for me, so, but like I said, I won't be too far here. I'm not relocating to any other place right now, thank goodness. I'm living in a sanctuary state here. I was just going to say that, you know, I've shared with you a little over the years about my own gender identity transition, and you've been so kind and supportive and encouraging and understanding about that, and sharing some of the personal details of my journey, and it still is ongoing. I've shared with you a little bit about my family history and certainly my tribal and Native Nation identity, and I was just thinking my personal family here a little earlier in the broadcast. So I pretty much just put it all out there for you, and you have been so courteous to listen to me every week here for an hour or so, and I appreciate that so much. I appreciate every single one of you. Occasionally, I run into somebody if I'm out in the community, and they'll say, I know that voice, aren't you? And then I'll say, yes, yes. And as much as a native person can blush, yeah, I guess I do blush. And of course, my spouse never lets me let it go into my head. So anyway, she says, oh, you have fans. And I don't know if I have fans. I have supporters, people who listen. So that sounds too bougie. So try not to be a bougie native. Okay, let's go ahead and finish up with a couple of more songs here before we have to wrap it up this evening for the last time. Let's go ahead with... this is Logan Statz. You know all about him. I believe he was on American Idol, one of those reality music programs. But here he is with Running Like the River.
When it goes, the best love I've ever known.
Never gonna let you go ever, 'cause you're mine. I never wanna see your heart happy with another. I'm never gonna let you go. So hold me close tonight. We are the lucky ones. The stars could fall, but we're young and we're
burning bright. Well, isn't that true? We are the lucky ones. Those of us here at KFEI who've been able to come into your homes, on your devices, and into your cars every week, sometimes in community events. We are the lucky ones to share our music and our lives and our thoughts and our love with you. That's Logan Statz, the lucky ones. And it is true, I'm going to have to let you go. I can't hang on like he said. So. And before that was Running Like the River. Well, it is time to wrap it up here for the last time. I'm going to have to jump in my little steel pony, not heading down to the White Eagle Lodge on beautiful shores of Minnehaha Creek. We're going to be out to supper, a Creole Cajun supper this evening, and just enjoying the rest of tonight and this wonderful weather that we have here in the Twin Cities. And as I end every week with you, just reminding you, make good medicine, share a smile, shake a hand, give a hug if that's appropriate, sing, dance, tell a story, tell a joke, do something that is sharing with your fellow person, and honor our elders, take care of our young ones, and enjoy each other's company. Share a meal, share a cup of coffee or a tea. Do some beading together, some sewing, anything that will create good feelings, good thought, and love among us all. You are all our relatives. You are all my relatives. Just remember that. Even though I won't be here every week to tell you that, just remember that. That's some of the last words I have for you here. Actually, I have something I wanted to share with you. This always comes up in the past for me. And this is a great scene, the monologue from Gandhi from almost 40 years ago. This is the monologue that Sir Ben Kingsley, as Gandhi, reminds us that this is not the end. It may seem like it with what's going on, but it isn't. So here, take a listen to these words from someone wiser than me.
When I despair, I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love has always won. There have been tyrants and murderers, and for a time they can seem invincible, but in the end they always fall. Think of it. Always.
Together, one voice saying, yes, we can. Each one, reach one till we pull ourselves up, 'cause we all one fam. From the rest of the block to the prairie to the rock, we connect that love. 'Cause the people with power feel the power of the people when we stand as one.
I got you stuck off the realness. We be indigenous, you heard of us. Back seven, the murderers, spreading the love with the water and earth in the stand against. Ain't gotta know what the purpose is. We ride, the climate is changing. Signs of the times, time to start praying. Pray for the world and community. Prayers are more powerful. What
today. Hungry for a change, new path to take. Can't stay the same, it's been too long. Pointing out who's right or wrong. Can you hear me out? All we need is a little bit of love. Take time to heal and it starts with us. Hand in hand, I put my trust. In one world, reunite, it's a must. Hold on to hope, we can overload. We can break the code with a single note. Sing out for the world to hear that our time is now, no more for tears. I looked into my son's eyes, a new day in a new light. Lift the veil and dwell so peaceful. Come together, one world, one peace.
We got beautiful differences. Let me give you a peek. Over 500 tribes, but we all unique. And if we could not compete to eat, nothing could beat us. Jealousy is more dangerous than diabetes. See this unity? Imagine what it looked like. You would think we would do whatever it took, right? I would do anything for this good life.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. The community's true voice.